Our guest at the cafe is Frances Dalby, Hunt Regional Outreach Specialist. Frances, good morning.
Good morning.
So I think maybe we talked about this last year. I don't remember when you started in your new position.
I'm not sure we've been doing it a year, but
maybe not. Well, it seems like we've had this conversation before, but might have been when you were with the United Way in one situation or another, because when you had that position, you were involved in all kinds of
health was one of the priorities. Yes.
Yeah. Right. So anyway, February is Heart Month.
Absolutely.
And it is the 56th consecutive Heart Month. I got a very nice.
I saw that as well.
From the American Heart Association, Lyndon Johnson, when LBJ was president, started this in February 1964. I thought it is not in the release here, but I thought it was poignant and ironic that Lyndon Johnson then died of a heart attack 8 years later.
Wow, I did not know that.
He started the American Heart Month as president, and then he himself died of a heart attack, and only at 64, which, you know, at the time it seemed old. It doesn't seem so old now.
Very young. We've come a long way in diagnosing heart disease, knowing what the risk factors are. So we've come a long way.
Well, and I was going to say, and we're going to get into the fact that this is still a big problem.
Yes, it is.
By no means is this no longer a problem.
Correct.
But it seems just my memory of it, it used to be so common to hear of middle-aged men dying of a heart attack in their 40s or 50s.
Right.
Not uncommon at all.
Right.
We don't hear that. I don't hear as much someone say, well, he died of a heart attack. You don't hear that as often.
There is what they call, and I'm not clinical, but there is what they call the widowmaker. And that one is pretty severe. But if you pay attention to your body and recognize some of those symptoms, which can be different for women and men, there are some different symptoms that women experience that men may or may not. And if you pay attention to your body and you get help quickly, that heart is a muscle. And when it loses blood flow, the muscle dies. So the quicker you can get blood flow back to the muscle, the better. And on the national average, when you come into an ER, it's 90 minutes from the door to blood flow. At Hunt Regional, we're about 28 minutes faster than the national average. Keep that in mind.
So are you saying that that you have about an hour and a half? It's critical that you get some kind of medical attention in an hour and a half?
Well, it's critical to get it as quickly as you can.
Right.
Most emergency facilities get somebody in the door at an ER and to the cath lab and get that blood flowing within about 90 minutes.
I see.
We're faster than that.
That's good to know.
28 minutes faster.
That is very good to know. And we're talking with Frances Dalby, and Frances is the outreach specialist with Hunt Regional Healthcare. And February is American Heart Month. The information I have from American Heart Association says heart disease and stroke combined, cardiovascular disease, now it's including stroke, kills about 2,300 people a day. And I guess that's in the U.S.
I believe so, yes. It definitely can take family members from us quickly. So encourage people to know what the risk factors are, to make healthier choices. But if you are experiencing some of those symptoms, which are, you know, can't breathe, shortness of breath, pain in the chest or the arms, numbness in the arms, quickly get to a facility, whether it's your, you know, ER or, you know, talking to your primary care physician. But quickly, you want to get help for those symptoms for sure.
Mm. Heart attacks affect more people every year than the population of Dallas. That's quite a statement. Want to spend some time on, and you've already kind of touched on it somewhat, but some of the things that are the positive things that we can do. It's not enough just to, you know, to bemoan the existence of heart problems, but what can you do about it? And, you know, a lot of people are doing the right thing, but, you know, first thing is not smoking.
So that's a big one.
Made a lot of progress there.
But you do know, we've said this before, sitting is the new smoking.
Yeah.
So being active is very important. You know, the stand-up desk, we're all kind of working from different places now. And if you can do that in stand-up desk, just stay moving, take a break every hour or so, make healthy choices in your eating, a lower fat. And when you do eat fat, make sure it's those healthier fats. You said it, stop smoking. And, you know, the one we all don't like to talk about, but losing weight and exercising. Those are all important.
Yeah, 150 minutes of moderate intensity physical activity a week. So that's a little more than 2 hours a week. That's doable.
Three and a half hours. 3 days a week. Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah,
3 or 4 days a week. And on our wellness resources, I'll always remind you at huntregional.org, there's wellness resources, and you can go there for kind of how to get active, how to stay active, what are some good exercises. Another thing is sleep. I don't think people realize how important sleep is. When we go and go and go and don't allow our bodies time to rest, it really can affect our health. And not just our physical health, but our mental health as well.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, again, February is American Heart Month, and it's Frances's job to put the word out about health matters. And she's done a fantastic service for us here. Frances, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over Zoom again.
Thank you. Always my pleasure.
Frances Dalby with Hunt Regional Health. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.